A number of groups and individuals gathered Monday to mark the first anniversary of the deadly shooting at the Azana Salon in Brookfield. Some used the occasion to send a message. It's time for stronger gun control. WUWM has the story. Three women were killed in last year's salon shooting, Zena Houghton and two of her co-workers. The shooter was Houghton's estranged husband, who took his own life. Zena Houghton's brother, Alvin Daniel, says the deadly incident shows the need for background checks, including for guns sold online and at gun shows.
I am an NRA member. I'm an avid hunter. I own guns. I enjoy shooting them. But I have no problem going through a background check.
Daniel made another suggestion as well.
I also strongly recommend a 3-day waiting period for crime of passion. There's a good possibility that within 3 days, maybe the person would change their mind and not go through with the shooting.
Daniel spoke at a news conference held by three groups calling for additional gun laws. They gathered outside the federal courthouse in downtown Milwaukee. After the comments, some participants agreed to lie down on the sidewalk.
The next thing we're going to do is we're going to find nine women, and we're going to outline their shapes in chalk.
Bodies outlined like those at a crime scene. Paul Geenan is with Organizing for Action. He says nine women were chosen for the demonstration because nine are killed in the U.S. each week by partners using guns. Geenan said he hoped the chalk outlines would be visible from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office inside the courthouse.
The staff there will be able to see this and send this message to the senator.
Senator Johnson voted earlier this year against a background check bill. He wasn't available for comment, but his office sent a statement. It pointed out that the Azana spa shooter used a gun he was not legally permitted to own. The statement added that state lawmakers have the power to improve the enforcement of laws that protect women from domestic violence. Meanwhile, Jim Fendry argued against expanding background checks. He's founder of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement and says the checks would create an unfair burden and cost to gun buyers.
It's like trying to deal with drunk driving by making everyone else have a hard time getting an automobile. The answer is it just doesn't work.
Fendry also argued against gun control in general as a way to prevent deadly domestic violence.
A person that is bent on committing a homicide is going to do it. They'll find a manner and a way to do it.
Fendry believes that regardless of changes in gun laws, the shooting in Brookfield still would have happened. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.